Representatives from several Alaska Native organizations called for a unified approach alongside government agencies to manage wildlife and fish when they met last week. Clinton Cook Sr. is the Craik Tribal Association president. He emphasized the importance of prioritizing Alaska Native voices when making decisions about wildlife.
Our people have always managed our lands. We know where the salmon run. We know where the deer are. We know when the clams are safe.
Cook says the first step is engagement. He encourages tribal residents to participate in advisory councils for both federal and state regulatory agencies.
So you have a voice in what happens in your region. That's huge.
A push for resource development in several Alaska regions has been met with opposition from some tribal groups. Karen Linnell is the executive director of the ATNA Intertribal Resource Commission. She called for a composed and unified response in the middle of a quickly changing political environment.
With the current administration, the next couple years, we need to try to hold our ground with where we're at and not lose.
Representatives talked about funding challenges, lack of guidelines, and the need to re-educate regional directors when they change with the new administrations. Linnell says that one strategy that has made the difference over the years is collaborating with neighboring regions and figuring out how to continue practicing traditional ways of life without harming resources other regions rely on.
Wait a minute, you do duck calls, right? When you're out duck hunting, we call a moose in. So why is it different? When we started to support each other, we started to see change.
Promoting change also requires research, Linnell says. She hopes that more tribal organizations will have capacity to monitor wildlife and fish and collect their own data that they can trust. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.